Chapter 17, The Safety Net of Redundancy Against Complacency, A Silent Deadly Destroyer. Kids, I gotta tell you, look, I work with a lot of people. Christians, Baptists, Catholics, non-believers, believers, Martians, Plutonians, people from other planets. I'm telling you, it's crazy out there, right? I can only tell you my experience, right? And my experience is that the people that believe, that they have faith, you people, I believe in God. I have a rough enough time believing in God to having faith, right? But the people that believe in God, they have faith. It's a secret weapon. They have faith. Other people don't have that, and the bar changes all the time, right? Like today, it's, this is exciting. I heard this on Wall Street. I heard that, you know, on the East Coast, and I'm finding out about this coinage and this platform and this investment. And, you know, people look and they don't have any faith. They get nuts. It's just my experience. I can't tell you, like, that this is the fact of the universe based on science. I can tell you that my experience, believers have a better time of it. They have a more adventuresome time with the world because they have the secret weapon of faith. When people don't have any faith, they go from feeling very good to terror, very good to terror. It's a very manic relationship with life, being a company owner without faith, without believing in God, without Christian faith. It's manic. It's just my experience. I have had people in all walks of religion, and I keep in mind all the time that religion for me is man-made. Religion is man-made. Believing in God is a relationship with one true God, very different. Religion, as I have seen it, is created by men, people. But the belief in God, the Word of God, the Bible here, it is a relationship with the one true God. And a relationship with Jesus Christ, the Savior, which allows me two things, faith and the Holy Spirit. Man, that's a secret weapon out here. Just my experience, I help a lot of people, I work with a lot of people. Those people, like you, like me, we have a hard enough time as it is, but we have a secret weapon of faith that gets us through, and the knowledge of the one true God and that the blood of Christ has given us another shot at everything. Chapter 17, The Safety Net of Redundancy Against Complacency, A Silent Deadly Destroyer. Ooh, yeah, redundancy against complacency. How many times did your mother tell you to knock it off, huh? How many times as a parent do you tell your kids to straighten up and fly right? With two parents, one follows up the other, right, on the same direction. So kids behave. We back each other up, right? That's redundancy. Without it, kids run wild, get hurt, or grow up, you know, as we see so often, without any skills other than wasting time, right? See that out there in the world right now. For all of us, it is a constant reminding. Redundancy is a constant reminding, directing, practicing, correcting, redirecting, re-reminding, repeat, practice, check, and recheck. That's what keeps a person in motion on a correct path. You ever seen a kid bowling at the bowling alley? Like, I like to bowl, but I don't get to do it very often. I think it comes from my Midwestern roots, right? There's a fence they put up on each side of the bowl so that the bowling ball stays on course for a young kid so he doesn't get, depressed that he can't fire the ball down the alley. So, but that's redundant. It's a fence that sort of keeps the bowling ball on course so it doesn't fall off to the side. Redundancy. If the child fails at throwing the ball, the initial procedure, the second one, the redundant system, the fence realigns the ball until the child is good enough to fire that baby down the alley correctly, right? The Bible is that fence for me. Now, I'll give you some other items here, but the Bible is a go-to, a redundant repeating and rewording of lessons over and over and over in all manner of challenges and situations in life. All manner of situations that happen to us every day. And solution to those situations that are tried and true with God. Our secret weapon, right? The Bible is a tool like good parents, that can and will keep us in line if we use it. I'll also mention, like I said, a few other redundant systems that have helped me as well that go along with the book, right? Things that I do every day to remind me. Well, yeah, true, but Bible's, I mean, it's my go-to guy, right? It's my go-to. It's a powerful advantage, kids. Sometimes redundancy is confused with repetitive. I want you to get that out of your head right now. It is not repetitive. They're different. They're different. Repetitive is doing the same thing over and over again. Like sin, right? We repeat it over and over and over. And hopefully, in the mercy of God, we overcome ourselves and slowly but surely get better. Sin is a part of our life. It's terrible. We are sinners. And Paul says it in there, right? I do what I know I shouldn't. You know, redundancy, however, is not repetitive. Well, I mean, I guess it could be, but it is not. For this purpose today, the reason redundancy is repetitive is because you want to be redundant all the time. You want to use redundancy all the time. It's a backup system that you're constantly checking, constantly checking. It's a backup system running at the same time as the main system. I'll explain that in a minute. It helps me stay in line when I get out of whack. In the event that the main unit breaks down, the redundant backup system kicks in and saves the day. You see it a lot in airplanes, redundant systems. When one fails, another one picks up. I'll talk about that in a minute. In the event, so to speak, that mom doesn't get home on time, dad will cover, or vice versa. Well, at least that's what we hope for. Society at large, it would seem, is breaking down. The concept of mom and dad, sadly, breaking down. As I said, in an airplane, there is more than one system. Backup if the primary system fails. Like if my primary gauge fails, my compass, I have a backup compass. If my primary system in the airplane fails of navigation, I have a backup system. In accounting, we have a bookkeeper to log our daily balance and a CPA as backup for the final analysis, right? You, a bookkeeper, and a CPA, redundant systems that back each other up. Clearly, however, I got to mention, we got to understand a backup or a redundant system better be a good one, huh? Better be a good one, authentic, accurate, and good working condition. Redundant systems best not be the low bidder, right, or the cheap deal. I've heard it so often, hey, I got a bookkeeper. She's only $19 a month. I got the deal. That is a no-deal deal. That's a no-deal deal. Redundant system better be honorable and a trained professional in a person. In a piece of equipment, better be top dog. Pay the money. You get what you pay for. Hopefully, by the way, and when it's in a person, hopefully it's a believer as well. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. I become complacent without backup. So will you. Complacency is catastrophic, kids. Like treading water, eventually you'll sink. Becoming complacent in the study of Scripture, it'll wreck my life. I've been there before where I slip, or when I was getting started, you know, I look at it when I can or refer to it now and then. That's like becoming complacent in my business or my relationships, my health, all aspects of the life the Lord has given. I've slipped on just such a banana peel, kids. Too busy, right? Too busy with the blessings that God's given me to read my Bible. I was too busy doing the blessings that God's given me in my life. I'm so busy with the blessings he's given me. I can't do what he asked me to do. Pray to him. I don't have time. So busy with what he gave me, I can't make time for the Lord, my health, my relationships. You get the idea. It's dumb. All of us do it. All of us do it. Study is definitely the path to prayer and supplication, right? Meaning realizing who I am and who I'm not. I got to realize who I am and who I'm not. I can't make correct assessments when I don't realize who I am and who I'm not. What I should be doing, what I should not be doing. Something has to keep me in line. Study. The Word is the best for me. I'll give you some other ones here in a minute, but Word's the best for me. I've learned that. Prioritizing the Lord is discernment in all things. Capital D in discernment. I'm better suited. Discernment is assessment, right? Discernment is assessment given to you by the Holy Spirit. It's turbocharged assessment. It's correctness and knowledge and wisdom that you don't have. It comes from God. It's huge, man, huge. If I prioritize the Lord in my life, I have discernment. Through the grace and mercy of God, the Holy Spirit, I have it in me. And I'm better suited to assess every situation when my program has prayer, study, and fellowship as backup system every day. All day, any day, today, right? All day, any day, today. I'm better suited when my backup system is God. Prayer, study, fellowship, right? 2 Timothy 3:16, every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living in conformity to God's will in thought, purpose, and action. Oh, yeah. Without that, let's check out some failed systems, right? Let's check out some failed systems, some systems that come from complacency. Here we go. I'll just mention a few. Charge cards for payroll shortfalls, failed system. Credit to customers without a payment schedule, failed system. Deciding hard money lenders are good, failed system. Deciding that the Bible is outdated, failed system. Stealing corporate money to gamble investments, failed system. Deciding it's not necessary to do a weekly financial report, failed system. Deciding there's no harm in a night on the town, failed system. Deciding that one drink is okay to drive, failed system. Deciding that drinking is okay, failed system. Deciding that gambling is okay, failed system. Deciding that shooting my mouth off is okay, failed system. Without a good backup system, complacency will prevail. The definition of complacency, a feeling of being satisfied with how things are and not wanting to try to make them better. Everything's cool. It's okay. It'll do, Lou. 2 Kings 19:28. Because you have raged against me and your complacency has come into my ears, I will put my hook in your nose and my bit in your mouth, and I will turn you back on the way by which you came. That means all the distance you've come and learned is going to take it away from you. That's scripture. It's frightening when you really get the depth of it, right? Long story short, when I fall victim to complacency, my job and possibly my life is at risk, right? Let me say it again, brothers and sisters. I fall victim to complacency. When I fall victim to complacency, my job and possibly my life is at risk. So what's mechanism? What's a mechanism for redundancy? What can I use? What is a redundant system that works for me? Well, here's some things that have worked for me. Time and constant care must be given to any situation for beauty to be realized. Beauty. Time and constant care must be given to any situation for beauty to be realized. The yield of what has been learned, put into practice, and successfully completed. How do I get the yield of what is learned, put into practice, and successfully completed? Time and constant care. How do I do it? Sometimes I call that age before beauty. Kind of a spin on an old phrase, right? I got to do the time necessary to understand and be able to wield the authority I've been given. I got to be able to put the time in, man, to get the benefit. Sort of a little aging in the Lord, so to speak, for the beautiful gifts he's given me to be used correctly. I got to put the time in to be able to wield that kind of authority. A divine individual gave me these divine gifts, and I am not a divine individual. So if I am given a divine gift from a divine being, I need to call him and ask him how to use it, right? By the way, he accepts collect calls. That was one. Things that work for me, time and constant care, given any situation for beauty to be realized, one. Two, learn from others. Ally with good people. Listen to people that do hard things all the time and succeed. Stay current with ethically sound individuals, realizing we are all challenged by the world. Stay current. with those. Line up with those who fight for a better self in God every day, all day. Look, just because I am a Christian does not mean that I behave myself every day. I got to work at it every day. Can you imagine what it was like when I was not accepting all these things, these 50 chapters the Lord had not given them to me? Can you imagine what I was like? Anything went, man. The bar changed every day based on what I thought. The Bible says they believed what was right in their own eyes. That was me. So we have right now, pay attention, time and constant care given every situation. Consider all things in every situation. Stay close to God. Age before beauty. You got to put in the time before you can wield the authority. Learn from others. Ally with good people. People who are challenged every day, and through the grace of God and the word of God, they prevail. And when they fall, they get up in the grace and power of the Almighty. That's two. Okay? Time and constant care. Learn from others. Pray. Number three, regularly pray for discernment. Regularly. Direction and His will. Regularly pray for that. Pray for specific direction, not,
I help, I have a good day today, thank you for everything.
Specific direction, things you're challenged by, correct assessment in the challenges set before you each day. Pray that in the morning. I pray that in the morning for correct assessment in what I got to do today. That whatever I got to do today, I am grateful that He lets a sinner, bum, good-for-nothing, spineless individual like myself do anything. Because I know that in the grace of God, a loser like me is amazing. A loser, bamboozler, bum like myself, in the grace and mercy of God, is amazing. Amazing. Look, kids, man, I got to go into the day full combat ready. I got to go full combat ready. With the armor of God, full combat ready to stand for good things, correct things, godly things. And when I do that, everybody around me does better. And when I don't do that, everybody around me is hurt. So I gave you three little ditties there. Time and constant care. You got to put in the time. You got to learn and put in the time with God and the situation. You got to study the situation, study with God. Before you can yield with this blessing that He's given you, you got to learn how to use it. You got to learn from others. Number two, ally with good people, ethically sound individuals. Number three, pray regularly for discernment so your assessment is good, so you actually have a God idea of what's going on, not just you. Psalm 37, 7 to 9, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the phone who prospers in his way. Let me say that again. I think I messed that up. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. For the evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. Oh, man, take it to heart. Being around dumb hatches dumb ideas. Can we keep that in mind? Being around dumb hatches out dumb ideas. Keep that in mind. Redundancy is a backup tool. Complacency is a choice. Redundancy is a backup tool. Complacency is a choice. C.S. Lewis wrote in the Screwtape Letters, it's a great, great, great book. C.S. Lewis is a brilliant writer, and he wrote this book, The Screwtape Letters, that actually is a demon teaching his nephew how to be a demon, so that we understand the thinking of a demon. Isn't that amazing? He was a Christian writer. Brilliant. Anyway, he wrote a passage that I like to use in this lesson. He writes the following. A moderated religion is as good as no religion at all. And it seems to coincide with Revelation 3:16 when it talks about being lukewarm in our faith. We have become complacent. Furthermore, sometimes we have even become complacent in the fact that we are complacent. And he goes on to say, we have lost motivation, as well as our sight of what should be the driving force of our lives. Battling our own selfish desires will be one of the most difficult tasks we ever do. And we will do it for the rest of our lives. That is great, isn't it? That is great. Great. Sometimes we become complacent about being complacent. That is great, isn't it? Look, when a good system gives way, if one of my navigational instruments goes out in the plane, I'm flying dangerous, man. When there is not a redundant good system in place, all is at risk. Take a step back and examine. Combat complacency. Shore up redundant spiritual systems and alliances. When your relationship with people that are good in your life is slipping, get it back on track. Talk to them about it. Good people will talk about it. I always say, if a jerk is a jerk, he's a jerk. What's the difference between a jerk and a good person? A good person says, sorry, I was a jerk yesterday, right? Combat complacency. Shore up redundant spiritual systems, prayer, study. And your alliances, shore up relationships with your alliances with good people. Chapter 17, Redundancy, the Safety Net Against Complacency, 2022. Is it that simple? You know, it sounds like it's simple. But my friends, we are very lucky to be on this call. Very lucky. It sounds simple, but in the doing of it, not very many people make it. Matthew 22, 14, 16. For many are called, but few are chosen. Strive to grow and achieve in everything. Strive to grow and achieve in everything so that we may find freedom in him. Remember that I said, we have our secret weapon, don't we? Faith. And discernment in the Holy Spirit, secret weapons against this world, against ourselves. Remain in a system that keeps our selfish nature and our complacency at bay. I am reminded of Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13, huh? I will help you. My friends, stay dedicated to the assignments of these calls. The world is a very busy place for all of us. Nobody has time to do assignments. When you don't have time to do an assignment because you're busy with all the blessings that God gave you, give yourself a good kick in the cloister there, right? You have this busy schedule because God has appointed and anointed you. Do the work. Do the assignments. Show up on Wednesday. Be chippy and happy. Pray in the morning for discernment with a capital D so your assessments are good. Remember the secret weapon that you have. You know, like Men in Black, when they reach inside their coat and bring out the alien weapon that they're going to shoot, you reach inside your coat where your heart is and you bring out the Lord, the Holy Spirit, your secret weapon. Your secret weapon against the enemy that would come against us all. Chapter 17, Redundancy, the Safety Net Against Complacency, 2022. Isaiah 41:13. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Amen, amen. John, let's get these people to work, my brother.